Your mom's guilty pleasures.
Shorty episode!
Woo! Oh, short woo.
It's
your mom's guilty pleasures. Chris Libertini, Lexi Pevoraro, John Mingione. We're talking Laurel or Yanny? Laurel or Yanny or?
Brainstorm or Green Needle.
There you go. Johnny was just talking to Lexi. Lexi was just talking to Johnny. I was fucking sitting here minding my own business.
Beeswax.
Let's join them live.
There's this new thing. There's this new video.
Mm-hmm.
There's audio on it. And if you think about the word brainstorm, you hear the word brainstorm. And if you think about the word green needle, you hear green needle.
Okay.
And you just tried it.
I did. And I only heard brainstorm the entire time.
You're not thinking green needle, though.
No, I did. I said it out loud. I said green needle, green needle.
Brainstorm. Okay, so if our listeners think about brainstorm, they'll hear brainstorm. But if they think about green needle, they'll hear green needle. Lexi is incapable.
I just mouth green needle to hear it, and I hear brainstorm.
What you have to do is you have to say green needle and then have that thing say green needle.
Let's try that. Okay, yeah. Ready, wait.
Green needle.
Wait, okay. Say it okay. Now.
Green needle.
Come on.
Do you hear green
fucking
needle?
Fucking A right, I hear green needle.
Do you hear green needle?
Anything I want to hear, if I want to hear brainstorm, I think brainstorm. Yep. If I want to hear green needle, I think green needle.
Yep.
Well, I think only hear brainstorm. And I'm not, and I only heard Laurel with that stupid Laurel and Yanni thing. That's what I only hear. But you know what this reminds me of? You know that song, I'm blue, ba-da-dee-da, ba-da-dee?
Mm-hmm.
That's like that. You know how some
it's
people.
It's kind of different. If I was green, I would die.
I couldn't even get the sentence out. That's how judgy you are. It's exactly the same.
All right, say it,
you
say
could
it.
Hear bada dee bada do bada die. You could hear if I was green, I would die. But you hear both. That's exactly what this is. So
is
how
that
is that different?
Is that the lyric? If I was green, I would
no.
die.
No, it's bada dee bada die.
It's daba dee daba die.
But some people, if you listen and pull it up, you hear if I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die.
No, Chris, she's wrong.
No, I'm not.
It's a stupid internet thing. The lyrics are just daba dee daba die,
yes.
And some schmuck had fun with it and said, "If I was green, I would die."
But you, when you say that,
no,
and then listen,
can you
hear it.
Yes, I can throw it on.
God, so like Johnny is just too much.
So you're telling me that with this song,
sometimes.
Yes. No,
you
it's
say,
originally bada dee bada
daba dee daba dee,
and now you got to play the brain thing over this.
No,
the green. What is it? Green. Here. There you go.
No.
Green needle. Brainwash.
Brainstorm.
There you go.
All right.
And you still don't hear it.
No, I swear on everything I don't. Laurel.
Yeah. Laurel and Hardy.
Yanni.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's get this chorus.
Actually, I think this might only be the fucking instrumental.
Oh, come on, Chris. You had one job. Chris, you had one job.
I had one job. I brought it up pretty freaking good. I brought it up pretty quickly. I'm pretty proud of myself.
We're sitting here waiting for the hook to happen. It's like 3 minutes in.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, by the way.
Wait, I just want to say one thing about... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about...
We have this.
Yeah.
Right
you
before the
right.
No, we can talk until the chorus happens.
Yes, okay. We can talk over it.
Okay.
I don't think that you're self-aware enough to be able to get inside your own head. I think that you're subconsciously thinking.
I'm not self-aware enough. Is that supposed to be an insult? Like I'm not capable of saying it in my head to hear it through the phone?
I think in your subconscious you're thinking about the word brainstorm, and that's why you can't hear green needle.
I gave green needle a chance the second you played it.
Okay, well the blue
you didn't
chorus.
Go out on a second
Ready?
Dance, a second date.
Dabo
die, dabo di, dabo die.
If I was green, I would die. It's basically the same thing.
Wait, hon, who's...
I'm surprised Lexi even knows this song.
This was my jam.
Was it really?
Yeah. I had the CD, the Now CD that it was on.
Oh, the Now CD. Yeah.
Actually, wait.
Now what? 7.
What?
This
Here we
is...
go. Here we go. Johnny has something else to say.
Maybe on that last one, he threw in okay. If I was green.
Okay.
Okay. You want to slap me again?
No.
Can we just... Sometimes I just have to swallow my own words, so you should just be allowed to slap me.
The sentence, you're not self-aware enough.
Well, they usually in movies, robots are self-aware. So he's kind of comparing you to...
A robot?
A robot.
A robot. That's an Irishman robot. It's a robot. There was a gentleman. Do you know that gentleman who just walked
past?
Yeah.
Oh, some gentleman just walked past the studio and he gave us all like this dirty
this
look.
This dirtiest look on planet Earth.
He definitely hears if I'm green, I would die.
No?
Oh, please no.
Oh, no, no, that's not what I was saying. I was just giving Chris a signal saying, do you want to stop? Do you want to stop this show? Because do you want to go tape an intro? Is what I was saying.
Oh, okay. We can do that after.
Oh, I thought you meant, oh, do you want that guy to come in?
Right.
Chris is like, of course.
Oh, God.
I love that. Like, I always try to give Chris editing notes for the show, and then he just leaves everything in.
One of my buddies actually wrote, and they were like, I absolutely love your show. It's so real because you don't edit out anything. And I'm like, well, sometimes we do.
Oh,
like,
you said it for me.
Yeah.
Well, because I think I'm a video editor, so I'm always thinking about the best cut.
Right.
And in this instance, we normally start the show. Chris does a whole intro, which I guess you will, at this point, audience, you will have heard this intro.
Yes, exactly.
Because Chris inserted it.
Yep.
But Lexi and I were having an organic conversation. I was like, turn the mics on. Yeah.
Are you like this in the bedroom, too? Like, you'll get into the bedroom, you'll be like, oh, yeah. You like throw her down on the bed. You like get into it, and then like,
yes, wait, let me throw the music on.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on, sweetheart. Hold on. Cut this part out. Cut this part out. Okay, baby, let's go. Okay.
I gotta say, you know, I'm not sure what y'all two people do.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Johnny's back from Texas.
With
now
sexy?
He thinks he could throw out y'all. Oh, okay.
That's a good point.
Guy visits Texas for 2 days, says y'all the rest of his life.
His accent has changed that he's had for 28 years.
I'm a big. I'm a wearer of the condoms.
Okay.
How much of a buzzkill is a condom? How much does that ruin a mood? You both obviously must not use protection when
automatically.
Well, because I said that.
What makes you assume that?
Because I said like the line, how much of a mood killer is a condom? Am I right? And then you both like looked at me like, what's a condom?
Not at all. I just honestly don't know where this is coming from.
Mom listens to this podcast. Yeah.
But no, that's fine. That's really none of your business anyway. But,
of course, I wasn't even necessarily. I mean,
but we do.
I guess I did ask. I guess my lady friend and I have been trying to come up with like a product to go on Shark Tank.
Yeah, not a baby name?
Not a baby name.
Yeah.
A product to come up with on Shark Tank to how to keep the mood alive without having to get up and go to your drawer and get a condom.
Well, what about creating a ring that you could just wear on your hand and you get up and all of a sudden, bam, there it is. You go right to the old brajol, bang, and you go to insert.
But so then you have to be wearing this
Chris
ring 24/7.
Chris is now standing for everyone because he's very excited.
Why
about
are you
this.
Sorry about that?
I wanted to show
the mic.
I wanted to show you guys.
But that's the thing. You have to anticipate sex then.
I'm always anticipating sex.
So you're going to always wear the condom ring on your finger?
Why not?
At work?
It's a talking point. You're on a first date. You'd be like, is that the condom ring on your finger? Why, yes, it is. It's like a fucking
ring.
Rolex. Well, hey, take it easy over there with the small ring.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That was a small dick joke.
Yeah. Small dick joke.
I didn't mean it that way, but there's
you just made an accidental Chris is a small dick joke?
Yeah. That was accidental.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to be safe and use protection, you need to have the right size. And every
Magnum.
Finger is...
Magnum.
Okay.
But that's what
I
it would be.
Magnum
I would buy
condoms.
The Magnum. I would buy the Magnum
so
ring.
So it would fall off your finger.
No, because the way that it's... Lexi, you don't know the technology of the condom ring, okay?
Okay.
You wear the condom ring and then it just kind of dangles. It's kind of just waiting for something.
Ew.
No. But I'm saying it's like here. And then, like,
it's on your palm?
So you can't shake anyone's hand? Like,
I mean,
nice to
I
meet
wouldn't.
You.
Yeah. I mean,
you go to shake somebody's hand and you just have a condom.
Right. I mean, listen,
and then
this
is. It's going to be ripped and destroyed, and that's just not.
Probably
safe.
After. Yeah. But not before.
Okay.
I'm going to. For those reasons, I'm out. I'm going to pass on the condom ring.
You're out
ring.
On the condom yeah. ring?
I
can't get you on the ground floor. We can make a lot of money here.
Maybe. Can
it's
I throw out a
sanitary? Is there a wrapper around this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, put it to this way: you're not going to bring out the condom ring. You're not going to bring out the condom ring on a date. You'd bring out the condom ring. You'd put it on like in the elevator as you're going back to the apartment when you know that you're going to smash. And then, you know, she looks at you. You look at her, and she's like, "Are you wearing a condom ring?" Hopefully, in a women's voice.
Are you wearing a condom ring?
It's like a creepy old lady. Yeah.
But that can go doesn't south work. Because she'll be
I
like,
hope she
oh,
goes
yeah,
south.
Yeah, it can go
yeah,
south.
It can go
oh,
south. Good job,
Lexi.
Lexi's on fire.
I meant, like, it could go bad because then if that could be a turnoff for her. Oh, that's what he's expecting? He put it on without even...
Like, I mean, we're not going home. We're not I'm going not upstairs to play... Lexi, we're not going upstairs to play Fortnite.
Well, first of all... You could absolutely just have an extra cup of coffee in the apartment or an extra beer and not have anything happen.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a boring movie.
I don't want to watch. Girl.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that movie.
I need another girl. I have two guys here. It's hard.
Lexi just tried to look for support.
Lexi looked at an empty chair and pointed at it. It's like, I need somebody else to back me up over here.
I have a better product. I don't want to say better because your condom ring idea, I think it needs some work.
Okay.
What if it was like a, all right, in college, do you know those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue?
I do.
In college, I would Velcro them to the side of my bed.
So if anything ever happened, you fucking pop them in your mouth.
And they work. So if I got lucky that night, I would just pull a Listerine strip and put it in my mouth.
Would you pull the Listerine strip before you would get protection?
Well, this is where I'm going. Oh, you're not seeing the connection? You're not seeing where I'm going with this?
So I'm assuming you'd have a little pocket thing on the side of your bed?
A condom dispenser on the side of your bed.
Smart.
So you don't have to get up. Because you get all hot and heavy and get all nice. Like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. baby. Oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you're so dirty. Oh, you're so dirty. And then just like, okay, just hang on.
But the process of putting the condom on is still ruining the moment. So your idea,
not if you do it in a fun way.
Not if you do it. Well, yeah. You can do it while kissing. You could like do it with one hand. Okay. I like to bite. I do the bite method. I bite the condom open.
I don't
but
need
be
to
careful
know
when you bite.
Play by play of what you do.
But be careful when you bite because you could be biting the condom. So what? My pro tip. See, back in the day, they didn't have like fucking adhesive or anything like that when I went to fucking college. So I had to rely on my wits. And my smarts.
Why are you saying, why am I saying what? Like
my,
what?
My wits. And what I would do is I'd take the condom and I'd put it under the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're rock'em sock'em robots, bang, 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 all of a sudden you reach under, whap-ow!
The tooth fairy goes, what the hell is this shit?
There you go.
But that's a great idea.
Great idea. Right under the pillow. And then you can even make an emotion while you're doing the kissing. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Daddy wow. like.
Don't even know. That's
Listen,
great.
That's called, Lexi, it's called being self-aware.
Full circle.
Full circle. That's okay. Being self-aware.
Gotcha.
So it's your mom's guilty pleasures. That was our episode. Keep up the good work. Keep listening to us. Subscribe to us if you're fucking already listening. Thank you. And I'm Chris Libertini. That's Lexi Peveraro. He's John Mingione.
Chris,
I'm
just hit the microphone
I'm
stand.
I'm hitting the microphone stand. We'll see you next week. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, we'll see you. No, fuck that. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, okay.
Hey.